produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Greetings, this is Josie, Josie's Inspiration, and today I'm going to share our March show, and this is a preface to the show that's already been recorded, but I'm writing this part second because the hymn you just heard, "The Heavens Declare the Glory of God," based on Psalm 19, first verse, the lyrics speak so truly to what I was experiencing when I recorded the show today. The lyrics are, that go to the song that you just heard, the lyrics say, The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the end of the world. Remember, the heavens declare the glory of God. And that heavens that we see, that I experience, the moon, the stars, the sun, the earth, all of it is so significant in my life right now. So listen to the show that's been recorded and feel God's presence everywhere that you are, because the heavens declare the glory of God. Amen. Enjoy. Welcome to Josie's Inspiration. This is Josie, and today I'm recording on Thursday, March the 9th, 2023, from New Kent County, Virginia, which is my new residence and my new home. And I kept today thinking what would be my topic and how will Josie's Inspiration come across today, as I felt so significant about the move and God's blessing. So I scoured and read and studied Bible and reviewed things that were inspirational to me. And it kept coming back, just speak from your heart. Just speak from your heart and let it flow, because God knows my heart is filled. I am so blessed at this time for Michael and I to have moved into our new home in New Kent. All on one level, no more stairs, no more concerns about health because of mobility, but just praising God today about this blessing. And so as I sit here and I look out my window, and behind me is open space, a few houses, it is rural. It is a place that I grew up in initially as a little girl in rural environments, but I've been a city girl for all my life. And to be able to be rerooted and regrounded right now is so important. And God knows what we need, even when we don't know what it's going to look like. We just ask him for the desires of our heart, knowing that if it is his will, we will achieve that and more. And so today, when I think about what I'm most excited about being here, I've been following, it's a new, a full moon. And, you know, my office today, oh my gosh, you know, this is just, it's going to be a free, full conversation for anyone who's listening. But today I received my desk and my china cabinet that were my mother's, that were in our home my entire life growing up. And I had it renewed by a company called Renew, and it is now purple. And it is the standout of my new home office space for Josie's Inspiration to continue to be created. And I'll be doing my shows from there, though right now, my show is from there, though right now I'm looking from the window of my bedroom. But God's grace is so amazing that I don't want to try to put a word cap on it, because it just amazes me how we are blessed, and often we don't acknowledge our blessings. You know, people look to their own efforts and their own desires and their own free will, so to speak, about how their outcome will be. And I don't presume to know. I just presume to ask God to let me live these years coming forward, be it His will, until I'm 100 or more. And to have a, not healthy in man's terms, but fulfilled life in God's terms. That whatever our hearts desire, Michael and I will enjoy it together, because we know our foundation, our lives, our love have all come through Christ, have all come through the understanding and knowing that we are His children. We are those that He has shown His favor. And He does that for all His children who acknowledge and who recognize that we don't do this on our own. We don't do this by ourselves. And so I'm grateful today because this is God all around me, His blessings. The timing of my cancer diagnoses that would lead me to understand that the stairs were a challenge. And though our home on Pebble Court of 40 years, you know, was home, it was everything that we had known building as a family with our children, with Erica and Adrian. That was home. And though I always imagined living somewhere else, you know, Michael and I were happy there. And I miss my porch that's screened in with my rocking chair. But here I have a porch. It's not screened in yet. It's not going to be the space of the other one, but it'll be sufficient because it will allow me to be in nature with God, to feel His ever presence in everything, you know, from the winds that I see sail across the back of the yard and my rocking chair on my porch, you know, has been speaking to me, because when the wind blows, it just rocks. And before I moved from Pebble Court, I know the presence of my mother, Corrine, and my father, Joseph. He lived with me. My mother didn't, but she sustained me while there, and she continues to sustain me, Corrine Clayton Crawford, and my father, Joseph Ward Crawford. And that rocking chair, I've jokingly said the other day, Daddy's rocking in the chair, you know. So I really have brought the pieces with me that remind me and ground me in a time where the world around us seems to be so ungrounded, so lost, so confused, because they're trying to do it themselves. I can't, you know. I have been shown through my health that I don't need to. And if it took me going through the cancer diagnoses to understand that I didn't need to try to do it on my own and to prove to anyone that, you know, back in the day, I say, I can bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan and never let you forget you're the man. But I have an amazing husband, an amazing provider, an amazing man who made this home possible, because he said, yes, we need something different. And I said, okay. And here we are, as people might say, in the country. But we're learning our way around, and it's nice because it's quiet and I can be in tune to God's presence in my life through nature, you know, through watching the full moon this week, and through understanding that, wow, you know, I get to experience this. I get to know, you know, God in another level in His own nature. And so I will go to some of the Bible verses that I looked up today and that I wanted to reference. But I didn't know which way I was going. But I knew I wanted to talk about, you know, the goodness of His earth, the goodness of God's presence around us. And I thought about the fullness of the moon this week. And I thought, well, how does the moon relate to God in biblical terms? You know, because men would have it, oh, you know, do crystals and you do stones and, you know, that's woo-woo. And somewhere in my life, way back when, you know, I believe that I did think those things, but I love my stones. I love following moonology and understanding that I, as a woman, you know, am of the moon in cycles, because women go through cycles. Now, I may not be having a woman cycle because I'm 68 years old, but we still have cycles and periods of life that God has given us to enjoy. And so the scriptures that I'm just going to open up my phone and I'm going to go to one and see where it takes me. Jeremiah 31:35. Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of armies is his name. Yes, you know, God has many names, you know, but the Lord of armies gives us the assurance that we have a protector. Even as things seem to be dire around us in so many ways, you know, our Lord is a protector. And so the security, the power, and the strength of God in the face of his enemies gives me the assurance that I don't have to take life's burdens on by myself, that my husband does not have to take life's burdens on by himself, that our children don't have to, and our grandchildren don't have to take life's battles on by themselves. And that's my role. That's my role as an upcoming elder, that I reaffirm that God is in charge, that the Lord of armies is his name, and we don't have to fight any battles by ourselves. You know, we need to rely and trust and go first to him and the desires of our heart. It is something that we don't even understand, because this home, you know, I wanted a home with, you know, one level and, you know, comfort, and everything that came about with this home and us getting this home and us believing that less than a year ago, last May, we made the decision that we would move, and that in July last year, we moved by listing our home. And in July, we were out, we were in here 1 week ago today, fully Thursday. We moved in last week. And today, Thursday, I just say, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, because we're going to enjoy and praise your name every day from this space on your beautiful green earth. And so Joseph's inspiration today is just gratitude, just in gratitude of God's grace, his mercy, and his enduring power to take us beyond what we could even dream of. And so thank you, Lord, for our new home. Thank you for showing me your presence in nature. Thank you for healing my body through cancer 4 times, whatever. It does not matter, because it was not for me alone. It was for your glory and for your ability to show love for me, even in the midst of me not knowing where I was going. And thank you for this journey, for this current destination on our way to continue to bless and praise your holy name. Thank you, Joseph's Inspiration, Finding My Way Radio with Kayla M. Padgett. And I'm excited to be broadcasting to you from New Kent, Virginia, going forward on our intentionality journey, which is Intention Plus Action 2023. Be blessed.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Thank you for joining me once again on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Rev. Lydia Speaks Network. Have you ever wondered why it is that some people struggle so hard while others just seem to just bumble through their lives? So it seems to you anyway, experiencing the most wonderful things. How they seem to just fall into luck. Now, I used to think that until one day I noticed the difference between those who struggle and the so-called lucky ones. See, the first set are more likely the most rigid ones. What I mean is they work hard, they worry the most, they plan down to the most minute detail, and that's all they do. It's always got to be black and white. It can't be anything that deviates at all. And if it fails, the first thing they say is, I knew that wasn't going to work, or I never have any good luck, or the favorite one of mine is, God just doesn't want me to have it. Now, knowing what I know now about the frequency of vibration and the energy around thoughts and words and the power they have over your life, when I compare that with the most happy-go-lucky
people, their attitude, that latter group makes sense. We all have a choice in how we see and feel everything in our lives. And when you've been in the train of thought that it's all up to you alone to get things moving, when it doesn't work the way you thought it was, you can spiral down into a rabbit hole of woe. So I've come to the conclusion that the best thing to do is to release the control you imagine you have over everyone and everything. And how do you do that? By changing your mind about what you're facing. Do any of you know or remember a TV show years ago called Conjunction Junction? It was just a kid's show my son would watch that would help teach kids to read and write. This little train would pull into the station carrying a sentence, and then another part of the train would pull up from the other side. And what would end up being the end of the sentence? But in between the two cars, what I found out was this small word that had the power to change the whole thing. It was just fascinating. To think that a two-letter word has the power to change a mind and shift the projection of thought from failure to hope. The little word I'm speaking of today is or. The people who seem to bumble into luck, as we say, they have that part down pat. You can beat yourself up believing you were not created to get ahead, or you can allow yourself the grace that was given you in the form of the Holy Spirit to guide you. You have the right to ask for and receive help, and it doesn't make you weak or incapable. In fact, it makes you quite strong, because now you know that you are not alone. I don't share a lot of my deepest thoughts with many people, but boy, do God, my ancestors, my angels, my divine guides all get an earful. Side note, I believe in going to the manufacturer when a product, in this case me, has broken down. You have the right, the perfect right, to create your world. You can create one that is always a strain or a problem, or you can see the bigger picture and change your mind, therefore changing your feelings or attitude. And more than likely, that outcome will change the situation, because feelings and the emotions you have toward a thing can cloud or clear your vision. Our Father knew that it would be easier for us to revert back to our default settings of woe. That's why just before his crucifixion and death, Jesus told his disciples that he would send a Holy Spirit as a comforter. For the times in life when you feel alone and are about to give in to fear, no matter how old you are, your station in life, or how much confidence you have, feigned or otherwise, we all need to know that there is someone or something greater than us that has our back. I like to watch my grandkids when they play, and I love watching them as their dad shows up, because I like looking at how sure they are of themselves. They know he is there and he won't allow them to fall, so they can flip, they can jump, they can run as fast as they can, because daddy is the biggest thing in their world. It's such a comfort to be able to be sure that even in the worst of times, you're never alone. The fact that we all have a choice in what we do, and if we decide we don't any longer like that choice that we made, we can go back and we can change our minds, and God will still love and care for us and not dismiss us as his children. That thought is such a comfort to me, because let's face it, there are times when people say they forgive you, but each time you see them, you can tell that there's still some kind of thing where they don't really forgive you. And you can see the disappointment and the distrust. And given half a chance, you know they'll throw it up in some way in your face. For instance, you may have changed your whole lifestyle, But the friends you used to hang around who are still doing the same things that they did 10 years ago will never, ever let you move on. At least not without letting you know that if you get too high-minded, they have all of the information that will make you suffer. And to let those who only know the new and improved version of you know all about your past. It always amazes me how instead of asking how you did it or how they can rise above, some people will work so hard to try to discredit others who did the work to rise above their situation. One word, just one word, can change the face of a contract. And one thought can change a life. And what we have to do is make sure that we know that the consequences of our actions are real. When you stop and think about all of the things and all of the times that you could have done something a little different, just a little bit, and maybe the outcome would have been different, not only for you, but for maybe others that were tied into some of the things that you were thinking about. The information that we have now, thanks to our Father God, His wonderful Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, should be able to be enough to sustain us, to let us know that there is absolutely nothing that can come between us and the love of God. Therefore, we have options. Now, if you don't like something, like I said, you can go back and change it. But that doesn't erase the consequences of the actions that you took previously. We have to be oh so careful when we stop and we think what we're saying could possibly just tear someone's whole life in half. I've watched all day long today. This happens to be International Women's Day. And I give thanks for all of the women in my life who have, up to this very point, helped me whichever way that help came. Because believe me, I've had enough sisters to tell me what I was not good enough to do, as I have had women to tell me that they were proud of me and they were sure that I could do what I wanted to do. But all day today, as people were giving all kind of kudos for womanhood, each and every time something would come on the TV or flash on the news about some particular woman who did something really marvelous that helped her community, that helped herself, that helped her family, anything, I noticed that there was at least two people saying, that wasn't that big a deal. Anybody could have done that. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, but then again, I do work in a beauty salon. Instead of complimenting someone, women, I've noticed especially, will love tearing the other one down. Now, the consequences of those actions is that when you're going to want somebody to bring you up, when you're going to want somebody to say you did a good job and nobody is there because of your attitude and how they're used to you not liking anything from anyone else or giving anybody else any breaks, what are you going to do? Can you take it as well as you dish it out? That's what I mean by consequences to your action. If you allow people to tear others down and you're sitting there, you may not be part of it. But if you don't speak up, you are a part of it. It's just like the old story says, I didn't say anything when they came for this group. And I didn't say anything when they came for the other group because neither one of them was my group. But when all that was left was my group and they came after me and there was no one to help me, what do you do then? So you see, the consequences of your action can be alleviated by stopping just for 1 second. It doesn't take much longer than that to say, if I say this, this will be the consequences. Or you can say, that was that sister's thing to do. And she did it to the best of her ability. And you know what? She did it quite well. And it's funny to me that no one else ever thought to do it. Not that no one else ever thought about it, but no one else had the power to do it. we wouldn't be where we are today as women, as black women, without the Rosa Parks of the world. I've gotten on a bus so tired I couldn't make it past the first seat. And I sat down, and I was able to sit down because Rosa sat down and refused to stand up. Moses, they call her the Black Moses, Harriet Tubman. People got to freedom because Harriet didn't just make it and stay there comfortable for herself. She decided to go back and free still more people. You see, the consequences of your action and that little word or. Now, you can be quite comfortable for yourself and wish that you had some company. Or you can take that comfort and you can stretch out your hand and you can bring someone else to where you are. In other words, help another person rise above the station that is pulling them down, that they have no idea how to get out of. Little things, the smallest thing in the world may be the greatest thing to somebody else. Just one little acknowledgement can make someone's day. I had a lady yesterday, a young lady, that I admire because she is young. But she is wise beyond her years. And I was introducing something to her. And I was telling her that I would teach it to her at some date that was comfortable for the both of us. And she said, I tried it before and it didn't work for me. But if you're telling me that you can teach me, I know that I'm going to be able to learn it. Because you study things efficiently. And you don't do them until you're ready. And the fact that you are ready to take this opportunity and this chance and to give me an opportunity to take that chance with you, I'll do it. I trust you because she trusted my character. And it shocked me so much, I almost couldn't say thank you. Just to think that I didn't pay much attention to this young lady watching me while I was watching her. But I didn't know the things that she actually felt. Now, she could have kept that to herself, or she could have done just what she did and told me how she actually felt about me and about my character and about my actions. And it picked up my day to the point that prior to that, I was exhausted. Could not wait to get home, could not wait to just take my shoes off. And it gave me a little boost of confidence, whereby some of the hard work that I had put in on the days that I didn't feel like putting it in and the days that I didn't feel like being bothered at all, someone saw that. And that acknowledgement made me feel really good. So there are two little letters, just two little letters that can change your life, that can change the way you think about anything. Even Jesus had choices. He could have said, take this cup from me and let it be done. But he chose to finish that up by saying, nevertheless, not my will, but yours. Because Jesus had a choice. He didn't have to do what he did. He would have been fine. We all would have been lost, but he would have been fine. And I know people say, oh, no, he didn't have the choice because God sent him for that. Yes, he did have a choice. And he chose, praise God, not to leave us all behind, but to share the comfort of his Father's home, to share the comfort of the knowledge of the Father's love, and to share himself in a way that I can't imagine being strong enough to share myself unto death, at least not for anyone but my family, the children I've given birth to, something very, very close. The things that we think of just for a moment make a difference because we can hold that thought and go down a rabbit hole not knowing where it's going to come out, or we can keep our mind on the fact that we are not alone, that God himself is walking beside us, that the Holy Spirit is there to lift us out of clay and degradation and despair. All we have to do is ask. keep it to yourself and suffer, or share your thoughts with God. And then listen. Just listen. This is not a monologue. It's a conversation. Just listen. Say your part and then listen for his. What I'm telling you can change your life. And how do I know it can change your life? It's because I had to learn it the hard way. And it sure did change mine. For a very, very long time, I thought that everything was on me. I had the weight of the world on my shoulders. If I failed, people around me would fail. And that is a very hard way to live. Your adrenaline is always up. Your pressure is always up. You don't know which way to go, but you walk anyway. And if it's wrong, so be it. And you can only blame yourself. But once I really stopped to let it sink in that you do nothing on your own, but you can do everything with the help of the Christ that strengthens you. But you have to know this Christ. You have to have a real personal relationship with this Christ and align your mind to his mind. To align yourself with your Christic nature, to bring that Christic nature to the forefront through meditation, through prayer, through acknowledging that it is. And believe me when I say it is. Make sure you know how to use your change well, your little words well. And then you can accept your consequences. Because you have done everything that you could. You have tried everything that you could, and you didn't try to do it on your own. And you didn't force anything to happen. Rely on God. Rely on yourself. But make sure that when you're relying on yourself, that you're in alignment. Think twice before you open your mouth. And then think twice again. This is Reverend Lydia saying thank you for listening to me. And believe me when I say choices matter. Make yours and make your decisions wisely. Make your decisions count. And make every breath that you take be a breath that you would not be ashamed to share in the presence of our Lord and in the presence of those who are watching you. Be blessed.
Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy. Cause that world I painted, where things just don't work out, it started changing, and I started having doubts, and it got me so down.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.